group. What gave the previous scheme credibility was the condition that the existing ice had to stay open, and that's what made us believe the leisure centres would be delivered. If Tesco, I can quite understand Tesco want to build their scheme in one go because that's what they wanted in 2001. If they come on and try and come up with some other way of providing cottage of ice lane provision, you need to make sure, firstly, you need to know that it will have a lot less credibility if the existing ice rink closes, but also that a piece of ice is not continuity of provision. It's only continuity of provision if it supports all the activities that the current ice rink supports, which includes ice hockey, includes beginners classes, six large classes on the ice at once. Skaters being able to prepare programs that use the full ice surface. It includes people who need to be able to jump. So a temporary ice rink of the sort you see around Christmas is not continuity of provision.
I mean, to come back first of all, I think, to Councillor Heather's point and the explanation, Tesco's explanation, and I'll try not to put my tongue in my cheek. Tesco's explanation was that the previous scheme was not economic for them. Okay, that is their right to come and tell us that. If they then propose another scheme, it's similarly our right, and it's sensible, I think, for us to examine that scheme. That's the conversation that has been going on since October, and within those few months, we have been very clear. To pick up the lady's point over here, we have been very clear that continuity of ice is an absolute key thing for us, as it was when the original planning permission was sought for the original scheme. And that doesn't mean, similarly, being very, very clear, that doesn't mean a little postage stamp bit of ice that's a kind of Christmas, you know, treat, but actually doesn't do anything really for the whole kind of range of community activities that I know that this ice rink supports and develops. So, very aware of that. To come back to, I think, the point from the lady on the sort of little platform bit around, I mean, I kind of know you know this, but just so that everybody's aware, that the complexity of this is that the ice rink sits on land occupied by Tesco, owned by Tesco's. That is therefore a critical component of any deal moving forward, and to that extent, a question I failed to answer before but was going to come back to was around the whole CPO issue. A CPO from start to finish is going to be a 2-year period in which we have then clearly, I would suggest, moved away from a Tesco's deal, and I don't know what would happen in those 2 years, I suppose. Is therefore one of the criteria as to why, for us, it is incredibly important that we are working as constructively as possible to get good value for money, and I don't mean that in a penny-pinching way. I mean that we are really making sure that Tesco's are contributing as much as they should financially and to the area, to make sure that we're really sort of squeezing that is incredibly important. And therefore, you know, there's a lot of weighing up different paths in terms of going forward, if that makes sense. And finally, to come back to your point, yes, I am one of life's optimists. I tend to find it's helpful when you're a Lambeth councillor to be one of life's optimists, because a lot of challenges are thrown at you. But I am not naive. And I am certainly very well aware of some of the dynamics and the business dynamics that different partners can bring to play in this particular relationship.
Sorry, so does that mean that they will support and put money into the thing? Because you never answered my question.
Sorry, you're asking me whether I think Tesco's...
I asked you whether the council would keep the rink into a state that people can actually use it before it's closed down like the swimming pool.
I didn't answer the question. I was more focusing on who actually was responsible at the moment for the rink. I think, we're not, unfortunately. If we were, let me just finish. If we were totally responsible for it, it would be a damn sight easier to actually navigate our way from where we are now to where we'd want to be. We're not responsible for the rink. We feel that an obligation, I think, to support and sustain a new rink, because we know how critical it is to residents here and to residents in Lambeth as a whole. So there's no shirking of that overall commitment, but I don't think, to be honest, we've really got to that point at the moment. We are trying to look at making sure we secure a new rink and that there is continuous provision, and that may well be a aspect, although it hasn't been, I have to say, in the forefront of the discussions. It has been an aspect of something that comes out of the discussions with Tesco. But at the moment, we are looking at really more at the bigger plan. But I take your point that even if there is an agreement to go forward, then you have got an ice rink that isn't in good enough condition. Well, who's responsible for it? Well, Tesco's own the land, and Scarborough's got the operating company for the ice rink, not the council.
Can I follow that up though? What does the combination of the existing planning agreement and the development agreement put in the way of obligations on the Tesco to keep that ice rink fit for purpose and operating to their best of their abilities?
I honestly
don't know that, and I will take that back as an important point.
We asked this question at the last meeting. It was claimed that the panel didn't know. I got an answer from Joan Agrini the day after to say the agreement was signed in December 2007 and expires in December 2010.
I didn't think we were talking about the date. I thought we were actually talking about what was enshrined in the development agreement in terms of the upkeep of the existing rink. And I'm saying I'm afraid I don't know that answer. I will take that back. Well, why? Because I don't. I mean, I could flan or something, but I don't know the answer, so I'm not going to attempt to do that. I don't know the answer, but I will come back to you on that.
You were asked that at the last meeting.
Sorry, can I just ask what backup plan you've got if this all goes to court in March? What backup plan have you got?
Can we come on to that? Let's take some more questions from the floor.